go ahead and call the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission meeting to order here on Monday, July 23rd. Mr. Robert Scott, do we have you on the line with us today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Does anybody have any changes to the agenda today? If not, I'd like...
Chairman Manner?
Yes.
Changes, we sent out a revised financial, so if the commission would hit their home button or house button on their iPads, you'll get the latest information.
Thank you for the reminder on that. With that, I'll look for a resolution for approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a resolution and a second. Any discussion? Mr. Heron, anything on the financials to point out today?
Chairman, no, unless there's questions. Everything is fairly routine and has previously been discussed.
Okay. Seeing no questions, Beth, if you could do roll, please.
Certainly. Commissioner DeBleek?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Babu?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
That carries. Thank you. Moving along, we've got some financial report updates. Ms. Runge.
Thank you. As mentioned, there is two of the electric financials on your agenda. We left the previous one there in case someone had notes. Really, none of the numbers have changed. I just added some highlighting because there was a line that I was going to discuss a little further. So I added some red numbers in the new one. So if you look at the new electric revised financial statement for June, if you take a look on the top, in the yellow is our total operating revenues. We are $1,016,404 ahead of last year on our revenue. That comes down to $444,704 due to increase in sales revenue. And the remainder of that difference over last year is the net difference between our EAA and this year's city franchise fee that we've billed out. Moving into the middle section, the operating expenses, that's where we've added the red numbering specifically on the purchase power line. You'll see that for this month we have $1.9 million in expenses, budgeted amount of $873. Just wanted to point out the reason for that large discrepancy. There is included in this month $477,000 that was actually a May bill that we did not receive in time for the May financial, so it ended up in June along with June's bill. So that's kind of doubled up. We had additional capacity charges of $14,400, and then also our buy-in to MRES is included in that line of $420,000. So that is as the difference or the discrepancy between budgeted to actual for this month. If you look at year-to-date, we're at $5.8 million in budgeted. We have $5.2 million, so that leaves us a difference of about $588,000. That's basically our buy-in to MRES. We had not budgeted for that, but that is in that line. So we are tracking right on target on that line. Moving down to the totals in the orange, total operating expenses, $12,454,493. Again, our expenses are up $566,739 over last year, and the biggest portion of that is that MRES buy-in that we have in there, $420,300. The very bottom line, the retained earnings in green, our margins, we are $441,41 ahead of last year in our margins for year to date on electric. Moving on to the next financial report for water. Again, looking at the top, total operating revenues in yellow, $1,211,730. We're just over $100,000 ahead of last year at this point. Moving on to our operating expenses, the middle section, totals are in orange. We are $890,857, approximately $140,000 ahead of last year on expenses. And going through the lines looking for that increase, we had a chlorine audit this year that we did not have in 2017. Also working on water treatment plant, that kind of thing. There's some Burns and McDonald studies, the water tower maintenance contract, and then the depreciation. Our AMI project was completed, and we have depreciation this year that we did not have in 2017. Going down to the very bottom section, our retained earnings in green, we're about $44,000 on our margins ahead of last year on the water department. Moving on to our heating division financial statements, the top section in yellow is our total revenue. We're about $3,000 behind last year at this point in the year. Operating expenses in the orange were about $111,000 below last year, and overall margins were $147,000 ahead of last year. Again, our work on the system and repairing and maintaining is minimal with the system on its way out. Total financial statement, all divisions. Again, on the top in the yellow, we are about $1.1 million ahead of last year, ahead of budget, ahead of last year on our margins, revenue. Middle section, operating expenses in the orange, we are $595,542 over last year. Again, the largest portion of that is our buy-in to MRES. And retained earnings, very bottom in the green, we're $633,000 ahead of last year on our margins year to date. Are there any questions on any of the financial statements?
Doesn't look like it.
All right. Moving on, we'll also take a look at the investments. Again, the only change on this was the date. On the original schedule, it came out as May. That was just my lack of changing the date. They are June numbers, so I had Beth update that. So this is the June year-to-date investment portfolio. You'll see our year-to-date yield continues to improve compared to our benchmark. As we discussed, these were all invested early in the year, and so we're working our way up. The Heritage Bank, we've talked about that a couple of times. We have worked with them to get that moved over to the higher earnings account. I believe the paperwork's been completed and submitted to them, so next month we should see that change.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Denise? Denise, appreciate the update. Moving on from there, we have wind turbine updates. Mr. Smith.
Thanks, Chairman Mattern. The wind turbines performed well for the month of June. There was a total production output of 523,406 kilowatt hours. The availability was actually better than what's reported here on the sheet because we had a two-day outage for feeder 32 maintenance in which the distribution grid that the wind turbines supply power to was down for maintenance. And so the wind turbines had to be shut off during that time. And then the Windtechs, Nick and Daryl, also performed their annual maintenance on the wind turbines, and that was on and off periodically for 4 days for that work to be done too. During that maintenance, they changed oils, air filters, things like that. They checked all the fluid levels, topped them off if necessary, greased bearings, emptied grease traps, and then did some hose inspections. They identified a few hoses that looked like they needed to be replaced shortly, so they're going to get those on order and schedule those replacements. So are there any questions on the report?
It doesn't look like it. Coming through quick.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Next item on the agenda, educational topics. Mr. Marty, are we starting with you?
Thank you. Good morning. So this month we have the power supply. You'll notice as you go through it, there are a couple items, three total items highlighted. What we did, had a discussion from a recommendation from our labor committee, is to kind of move towards more of a organizational plan, I guess, or strategic organizational plan rather than an operations plan. A lot of the items that are currently in the SWOT sheets are task items for staff, and it was shared with us that probably doesn't need to be there, it's too much. We went through this time and highlighted kind of major projects or things that are more organizational in nature, and then we intend to move this forward with the planning committee and kind of revise what's in the SWOT as we redo it for this next coming year. So hopefully that makes some sense and we'll get some of this day-to-day things out of here and focus on the big picture items. So with that being said, under power supply weaknesses, one big item in there is the the Priam substation. The site work has been completed, and construction is on pace to start this fall. Materials have been coming in, or are scheduled to come in. So that project keeps moving forward and is doing well. Underneath opportunities, we're evaluating our power plant equipment to maintain reliability and provide capacity. What's going on there is we're researching generation options, I guess, self-contained units, those types of things as we work through what our best options are moving forward if we decide to go with generation. And then finally, under power supply threats, evaluate need and value of keeping local generation. That kind of goes hand in hand with the last topic. And Chris and I think her team are working on all of those options and seeing what's out there and what we can bring forward to the planning committee level. So I would certainly entertain any questions on those three or anything else in there that jumped out at you. But like I said, a lot of those items in there are staff level work and trying to get them out of there so it doesn't muddy up this report, if that makes sense.
Any questions from the commission?
Yeah, quick question. And the power supply weakness is complete prime substation. Is that part of the weakness, or I thought that could be actually improving?
The weakness is actually the topic number four in blue. The weakness is having an inadequate transmission system.
Oh, okay.
And by completing the Priam substation is actually the task that will alleviate that weakness.
So that could improve then?
Yep.
Next. Okay.
And that's something I know that with this SWOT analysis, I guess, it's been an area of confusion is the items aren't really the weaknesses. The subsection above it or highlighted in blue is the actual weakness or strength or whichever. So we're going to, you know, take another look at that and see if this SWOT or strategic plan is laid out the way you'd like it. That makes sense to everybody.
Any other questions? You know, I know that this whole SWOT deal and strategic analysis has been kind of a work in progress, and I think that's kind of taking it to the next step now as we bring it back to planning for discussion. Well, I agree with the concept that probably a lot of these details don't necessarily pertain to our daily application we're doing at the commission level. I think, in an essence, there is still some value in having some of that additional reporting. So maybe part of our discussion might be to look at splitting that out into two different components. One is the reporting side, and then one is kind of the overseeing nature that the commission will need to have. So we can certainly further discuss that as well. on that topic, Mr. Hamm, is there anything more that you wanted to add to that one? SWOT.
Chairman Mattern, no, I think Kevin did a good recap of what we got going on here, and we will be bringing it forward to the Planning Commission to further discuss based on the recommendation of the Labor Committee when the Labor Committee was reviewing their self-analysis, self-evaluation of what's working well for the Commission and what isn't. So that's where the discussion is stemming from. So there should be good discussion there.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin, for that. Jumping back, Denise, to the budget schedule, I hate to admit that we're already at that time of year we have to start discussing that, but I'll let you go ahead and take us through that quick.
Attached is the schedule. It's the same schedule we followed the last couple of years as well. We'll be starting on that process this week now. Tentatively, towards the end of August, we'll be scheduling a planning committee to go over the preliminary budget, and then we'll work through getting it finalized and approved in September, and then getting it over to the city as well. And again, the whole reason for moving that schedule earlier in the year is that we need to submit our attachment all by October 1st, and those numbers are what we need to do that.
Okay. Any questions? All right. Thank you, Denise. We are on to the general manager's report already.
All right. Thank you, Chairman Mattern. First item on there has to do with our informational meetings that actually Chairman Lemire talked about that we were setting up. We have two of them set up. So far, we have two city council members that committed to these times. Hopefully, by the time these dates come, we'll have a third council member at each one of these meetings. And again, these meetings are to bring the council members up to date on what we have going on here at utilities, to spend a little more time, talk about things in more detail. We have met with the mayor and city administrator regarding these topics, and they were very appreciative. They thought, or they suggested that we consider doing this once a year with them, take a little more time on an individual basis and bring them up to date. So, meeting went well, and if anybody has time, I'm sure Carol would welcome to have additional commission members sit in and take part in those meetings. So, if you got time, let Beth know. If we're able to make one or the other, we got to make sure we don't exceed the quorum limitation here ourselves. So if we have two additional commission members in addition to Carol, we'll be at three for each meeting. So we'd welcome anyone that would have time to sit in on that. So next item under general managers, I just wanted to give an update that the city did concur and support submitting the grant application that came up after our last meeting. As we were finalizing the report, we started talking about financing, and being that we would have to work through the city for the financing to float a bond, it's a requirement that the city sign off on the submission of the grant application as well. So I, Joel and myself attended the city council meeting, presented the grant application, and they concurred. So that grant application has been submitted. Next on there is our open house. There's a sign-in sheet. If you recall from last year, with Commissioner McDonald as a new commissioner, a little background on that. Usually, Mary sets up a booth, and we have the commissioners take turns manning or sitting in that booth and answering questions from the general public or our customers as they come in. So if you'd be so kind, if you want to pass that around, Commissioner McDonald, if you want to grab the sign-up sheet. If you know a certain time that you're going to be there or that you're not able to make it, if you would note that, and then Mary will take that information and develop that schedule so that everyone knows what hour or 2 hours they're committed to be in that booth. So I believe it went well last year. The commissioners that took part or were able to take a shift there probably can answer that better than myself, but I know I was involved in some of the discussions with some of the customers as they come forward. So I think it's an opportunity to share with our customers or to answer their questions that they may have regarding the utility. So please consider signing up as it comes around. And then the last item on here is planning committee. There will be a combining committee forthcoming. Once we have some more information or additional information that we need to have a good meeting, that we have the information that we need for that, and that's a new generation, we may or may not need to reallocate some funds into our GIS or diesel project, and then our customer open house. Do we want to keep it, continue it? What do we want to do in 2019? And also talk about our education, school education program that we have the opportunity to take part in through Missouri River to educate our fifth graders on an ongoing basis of the utility and what we provide in the community. So that would conclude the general manager's report unless there's additional questions.
Any questions? Anything else to come before Commissioner McDonald? Okay, sorry. Anything else to come before the commission today? Not out to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.